I will go all the way, huh? These horses were about this long.
That's
40. Uh-huh. And they had a thing.
A shape?
Yeah, this way. At each end, and you put them. And I'd have the yard man come and lift my mattresses. You know, we used to think the mattresses had to be subbed once or twice a year.
Had to
be subbed? I think it was a nice thing. And so they'd take the mattresses out, and I'd put a board this way and get them sun. At noon, they'd turn them over. And we used those horses for that. And then that's what I used them for. And that's what we call the horses. And then I've had painters here where they put a plank here and they'd use them to so high the house, don't you know? They'd use them. And when I've had them wash windows, they've used them. But the horses are gone.
they've left the country. Eh?
They left, yeah. And I know, yeah. Yeah, I had those up to, well, that's something that I guess some people still have some. I imagine.
So what do you use on your hair?
What?
What do you use on your hair? It looks so nice. When you were a child, did you have something to keep your hair?
Well, I had my hair was a little bit auburn. And I had a little natural wave. And we didn't use it. Then we didn't know anything. You washed your hair and you brushed it and you combed it. And then you wore a braid and that was it.
But what did you brush it with?
Oh, we had regular brushes, you have today.
About those things in them?
The bristles.
What were they made of?
That we have today.
Just like
that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about your father? Do you know what he had to sharpen his straight razor? I expect.
It was a leather thing.
What'd you call it, that leather thing?
He would hang on the wall and with a strap. Kind of a strap. You plucking me from way back there. And I can remember remember how the razors were these long razors, you know. Of course, in later years, these others came. But it just went like this. Yeah.
Well, did you have a toy that you put up, take a stump or something, and have a board and a child would sit on each end and go up?
Oh, yeah, we had a seesaw. Oh, yes.
What did you say you were doing? You said we were out.
Seesawing.
And what about, did you ever have a board to put a stump or something on each end and a board and jump up and down in the middle? Never saw one of those.
No, I don't.
Well, what about something that everybody would sit on, two or four children, and spin around?
No.
Do you see those now?
Down here? No, I hadn't noticed.
I didn't know if they had, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one other question I wanted to ask you about. You said that you had a harem. Did you ever hear of a gee whiz?
Had hammocks then.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We had hammocks.
What did you use them for the summertime?
Yeah, we had them on our, we had down at, in fact, that picture of our home at Port Isabel, there was a hammock on that porch there. And then old Hidalgo, we had a frame. A wooden porch, now it's concrete. And at the end of it was this hammock, and you'd get the breeze from the river, you know, the gulf. And yeah, we had hammocks then.
Did you have something as a child you'd sit in and go back and forth?
Oh, that's a swing.
You did? Did you have one of those?
Yes, uh-huh. And I even played tennis. We had a little tennis court and a little tennis, what time is it?
Oh, 4:05.
Uh-huh. A little tennis, does she live here?
Yes, ma'am. Edinburgh.
Oh, in Edinburgh, well.
But she's going to meet me. So.
She's going to meet you? Uh-huh. Well.
In McAllen.
In what?
In McAllen, so.
Oh. It's 4:30. How? You keep an eye on the clock. When she does it, I always turn it this way. It doesn't do me any good the other way. It doesn't do me any good there.